Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, the Siman Reish Sadi Dalid, and we are live from the Yerushalayim hills of Mivaseret, and we're up to the halachos of Havdalah. And this is the Havdalah, the Dine Havdalah B'Tfilah. We have a number of simanim dealing with Havdalah, and the first stop is Havdalah and Tfilah. Omim Havdalah B'Chonein Hadas. You say Havdalah in Chonein Hadas, which basically is Atachon Antano, as you all know. And let's just look at it inside. Those listening online could also open up a sitter. So you have Atachon Adam Da'as, Umelamed Lanoshpina, and you go on to Atachon Antano, which is known as Avdallah, Lamadat Torasecha. So as he says, you say in the bracha of Chonein Hadas, Imtah Velo Hivdil Mashlim Tfilaso, Ve'eno Chozer, Mibnei Shetzarech Lehavdil Al Hakos. So he says, and if a person goes ahead and makes a mistake and he forgets and he's not mavdil, he's mashlim tfilasai, he goes ahead and he finishes his davening and he doesn't have to go back. Why? Because since he has to anyway do Avdallah Al Hakos, he does not go back. Right, this is a Gemara in Brachas, for those of you learning Brachas. Vimta'am kodem shehivdil. This is a very unique halacha. If, however, you ate before you were hivdil alakos, so tzarech lachzor ulahavdil b'tfila. Then you have to go back and daven again, ma'ariv, and say atachon atanu in the tfila. Which is a very counterintuitive halacha. Because you'd say, listen, you're going to have to say Abdallah anyway. You did an Isser of eating before Abdallah, because you're not allowed to eat before Abdallah al-Akos. But okay, but you're still going to be doing Abdallah al-Akos, so why are you going back now and repeating it? Either you do have to repeat it in Shmona Esrei, or you don't have to repeat it in Shmona Esrei. So, and if the fact that you don't have to repeat it in Shmona Esrei is because you're going to be Mavdil al-Akos, you're still going to be Mavdil al-Akos. So we'll see, it's based on a Knas, that since you blew the Havdalah al Hakos the way he was supposed to do it, it's all like a knas, a strange type of knas, to go daven again and do Atachon Antano Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Omrim Havdalah, Vafilu in this Damein, Shehivdil al Hakos Mikodem. Even if it comes out, okay, that you had, by accident, you went ahead and you did Havdalah al Hakos before, or not even necessarily an accident, you happen to have heard Havdalah al Hakos before Shmoneh Esrei. Again, you're supposed to ideally do it after, but you did it before. So what do you do in that case? Do you say Atachon Antano Shmoneh Esrei? Let's say you have Havdalah al Hakos before you daven Ma'ariv. Mikol makom tzarech lahavdil b'tfila gamkei. You still have to go ahead and be mavdil in tefila as well. The Iikar mitzvahs Havdalah he d'oraisa O derabanan, and whether or not the core mitzvah of Avdallah is like Kiddush and is Doraisa or it's derabanan, ayin v'mashenichtav l'kaman. See what's written coming up in Reish Simon Reish Tzadi Vav Sif Bais. Now again, what did you just say in Sif Katan Aleph? What you just said in Sif Katan Aleph was that even though Havdalah al Hakos will cover you for not having said Atachon Antanu in Tefillah, yes, it's still a wild halacha. Havdalah al Hakos will take care of you not having said Atachon Antanu in Tefillah, assuming you didn't eat in between. But if you did Havdalah al Hakos before Shmoneh Esrei, you would still go ahead and say Atachon Antanu, because that's what you're supposed to say in your Shmoneh Esrei Tefillah of Ma'ariv. Okay, Sif Katan Bais B'Chonein Hadas. You say Atachon Antanu Havdalah in Chonein Hadas. The Kavu B'Bracha Zu. By the way, it happens to be Machlokes in the Gemara, if you know. But La'alacha, it was established in this bracha of Chonein Hadas Atachon Antanu. Mivnei She'aser L'Tvoa Tzracha of Kodem Havdalah. The reason why it was done in this first bracha is because you're not allowed to ask for your tzrachim before Havdalah, and therefore before you actually make the bracha on the first bracha of your bakashos, right, you go ahead and you say Atachon Antanu Havdalah. Again, there are other pshatim that are given that atach on antana is also. The idea is to you need bina and chachma and das to be able to be mavdil ben kodesh chol. That's not what he's saying right here. Minag pashut loymar atach onen. So the minag is to start out by saying atach onen ladam das umelamed lanosh bina, right? And ad right lanosh bina. The achar kach you say atach lantanu etc. Up until umedubakim biyirasecha, and then you continue the chanenu meitcha deyabina vaskel. Right, that's where you. That is the minhag of where you situate the atach on antanu. Okay, and then he says, "Vim hischil me atach on antanu." But what happens if he didn't say atach on adam daas umelamed lo shbina? He just starts with atach on antanu lamadat torasecha, leaves out the first line atach on adam daas, and then continues on. He says, "Yotze." You'll be yotze because you said atach on antanu, which is very similar to atach on name. And you also end up saying Chaneinu Meitcha Deyabina Vaskel, which is the key statement of the bracha. So you give the Yotzei B'diyavid. Rishachach L'Sbalel. What happens if you forgot to daven Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos? So as you all know, you misbal Shachris Shtayim. You daven two Shachrises on Sunday morning for Tashlumin, and Maskir the Eino Maskir Atachon Antanu. And in that case, you're not going to mention Atach on Antanu at all. Even though the second tefillah is a makeup for what? For the Meir of the night before. You're not going to say it lo b'rishona, the lo b'shniya, and not in this, either the first or the second tefillah that you're going to say on Sunday, even though you're doing Atach Lumen. Then he goes, Bamed varamamur, and what are we saying that you do not say Atach on Antanu on Sunday morning in the tefillah you're making up? Keshekvar hivdil me'et mol al hakos. That's if he what? If he already did Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos on the coast. And therefore, that's it. Here, he already said Havdalah on the coast. And now it's Sunday, and all he's doing is a Tashlumin and a makeup. So then he will not go ahead and say Atach on Antanu in the Tashlumin Tefillah. Avalim lo hivdil klal. But let's say there was no Havdalah at all. He didn't daven Ma'ariv. He didn't say Havdalah on the coast. He was like sick. He had a crazy migraine and slept basically straight from Mincha time until Sunday morning, and now he neither heard of Dala on the coast nor did he say it in Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv. So then, the Yesha Lava Dayin Chiyuv Mitzvah Avdala. He still has the core Chiyuv Mitzvah Avdala. Then Yaskir Atach on Antanu b'Shachris. He will say Atach on Antanu during the Shachris Tefillah, where b'Tefillah Shnia in the second Tefillah Shehilah Shlomad, which is the Tashlumin for Ma'ariv, and then the Achakach. And then afterwards he would have to go ahead and do Abdallah Alakos, as we'll see coming up. Then Abdallah Alakos, we'll see, but the Yevon could go until Tuesday if he didn't yet say it. Okay, so that's what he's saying. He's saying, if you didn't daven Motzei Shabbos, but you did Abdallah Alakos, so then when you're doing your Tashlumin on Sunday, you don't add Atach on Antanu. If you neither daven nor said Havdalah Lakos, when you do your Tashlumin the next day, assuming you missed the Peshoge, because otherwise you don't have a Tashlumin, then you say Atach on Antanu and Tashlumin, followed by Havdalah Al HaKos after the Shachris and the Tashlumin for the Ma'ariv during Shachris. Okay? He continues on now. Sifkat on Gimel, the Eino Choser. And he doesn't go back to the Shmoneh Esrei if he left out Atach on Antanu. Hainu, the lechatchila mitzvah la'avdil, it means the lechatchila you have to do Avdalah Atach on Antanu bein betzvila ubein bakos, you have to do regular Avdalah ala kos. V'achad b'diyeved somech atzmo, here b'diyeved he can be somech al ma sheyavdil, he can rely on the fact that he's being mavdil afterwards acharkach al hakos. U'mikom makom, he says, still at the end of the day asur. Okay, what are the two words there? Usser, lays ata ulacha. It's usser now, b'malacha ad sheyavdil b'kos. It's usser right now to do any malacha until he is mavdil al hakos, because since he did not say atachon antanu in Shmoneh Esrei, so the verbal atachon antanu, the verbal havdala is minimally necessary to do any malacha on Motzei Shabbos. So then you have to wait till either Havdalah al Hakos, or minimally Sheyomar, as you know, Al Kol Panim, Hamavdil Ben Kol HaShechol. We say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kol HaShechol. Right, if you not yet do Havdalah al Hakos, and you forgot Atachal and Tanu, and you want to do malacha, you say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kol HaShechol, and you can do malacha Kol HaKosov, as we'll see coming up at the end. Sof Siman Reish Sadi Tes. And then he goes and he says, "Could be Yeri guy, Bim Ta'am." If you went ahead and you ate something, you tasted something before Havdalah al Hakos, after having forgotten Atachon Antanu in the Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv, you have to go ahead and repeat what he said. You have to go ahead and Shulchan Aruch said and repeat the Shmona Asrei with Atachon Antanu. If he went ahead after having forgotten Atachon Antanu, he ate before Havdalah al Hakos, he now has to go back and daven the Shmona Esrei v'Atachon Antanu and then be Mavdil al Hakos. The Afal Gav de Kaimalon b'Simin Reish Tali Tes. Sifei. Even though we see that we paskin later on in Reish Tali Tes Sifei Dim Tav Achal. If you make a mistake, you forget or whatever, and you eat Kodem Havdalah, you eat before Havdalah, Yachol Havdil Acharkach, he can still be Mavdil afterwards al Hakos. Mikoma Kom, still Kan Dita Gam Betfila. Here where you're being Taya also in Tfila, having left out Atachon Antanu, and you ate before Havdalah al Hakos, conceitedly, as I said, it's a unique halacha. They're kind of see the daven again, but Tzarech Lachzor L'Sbalo, you have to go ahead and daven again. Ula Havdil Betfila, and do Havdalah Betfila. Okay? Now you're saying, what's the knas? I get to daven Shmona Esrei again. Well, obviously, it's just to make you go ahead and do the Havdalah in a tefillah that you ordinarily would not have to go ahead and do if you would have been Mavdil al Hakos straight up after having forgotten Atachon Antanu in Ze Shmona Esrei. We're moving now, April. Bays. Tah the low hivdil, a guy butchers it. The low hivdil betfila. And he doesn't do Havdalah Atachon Antanu in tefila. The ain lo kos balaila, and he has no kos to make Havdalah on at night. Either he doesn't have anything to put in the kos, or all he has is his hand. Okay? Meaning he has no ability to make Havdalah on a kos. V'sover, and he's of the mindset, sha'af l'machar lo yelo, that even tomorrow he's not going to be able to get it. He's in the middle of Yam Liyam. Tzarech lachzor ulisbalel. Then on Motzei Shabbos, he has to go ahead and repeat this one Esrei. Why? Because since that night and the whole day after, he doesn't think that he's going to be able to be Mavdil al Hakos. So then the whole reason why he doesn't repeat Shmona Esrei Letachal Antanu is because he's going to be Mavdil al Hakos. But here he's not going to be Mavdil al Hakos. So therefore he has to repeat Shmona Esrei and Ma'ariv with Atachal Antanu. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan. Hey. V'sover sha'af l'machar. Okay, he basically is of the mindset and of the opinion that the next day he won't have a kos to do Havdalah al Hakos. Dimitzap eshiyel l'machar, if he can project that the next day he will be able to come across a kos for Havdalah, then yuchol esmoch hazeh, he can rely on this sheyavdil l'machar, that he'll do the Havdalah the next day al Hakos. Then he would not have to go ahead and repeat the Shmona Esrei with a Tachon Antanu, because he knows at least minimally he'll have the kos the next day. L'chaira, it sounds like he'd have to, you know, not eat until then, because he don't want to drink or eat before the Havdalah kos. So this is not so pashut. Sif katan vav, tzarech lachzor ulispalel. So what does he have to do if he knows or he projects that he's not going to be able to get a kos not only for Motzei Shabbos but also the next day? Then he has to go back and daven? Hainu, when does he go back and daven? So look what he says. When does he go back and repeat the whole Shmona Esrei? Again, the case is where he knows or he thinks that he's not going to be able to come across a kos through the next day, Sunday. So then he has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. When does he repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei? That's only if he took his three steps back. Oh, Kishasiyim Tfiloso. Or if he finishes his Shmoneh Esrei and he's not one who's Ragi Elomai Tachnunin. He doesn't say the Elokai Netzur. He's not regular to say the Tachnunin after the Shmoneh Esrei Yachat Tfiloso. There also Dino Gamkein. Then also the din is also like he was okay. Raglev and Shmoneh Esrei was finished. Because El Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Sifei. You should go through the Gemara and some brachas too. Then he's Chozer LaRosh. When is he Chozer LaRosh? Only when is officially Shmoneh Esrei is over. When is officially Shmoneh Esrei over? If he says Tachnunim in his Tefillah, then it's only after he takes his three steps back. If he doesn't say Tachnunim in his Tefillah, then it's after the Shmoneh Esrei Abu Barakas Ma'isov HaShalom. The Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, which he references here, he says here, Ukid La'el Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Sifei. If you check out back there, there's something else that's the equivalent of Oker Radlov, if you have Tachnunim. The halacha is, if you add Tachnunim to your Tefillah, then what else is considered your Tefillah over? If you say the words, Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi. That's also considered like Oker Radlov, even though you're not walking back, the Tefillah is considered over, and if it's considered over, then you have to do what? You'll, in this case, have to go back to the Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because you're not going to be saying Abdallah Akos, and therefore you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei because you finished your Shmoneh Esrei. Mia, he says. What happens in this exact same scenario? Im Niskar Kodem Over Mosiyim Adayin Tefillah. So, what happens if he did not yet finish the Tefillah, meaning there was no Oker Raglav, or the Tefillah is not officially finished? Let's say he's in the middle of Sim Shalom. Then Chozer LeBerchas Atachonim. Then he doesn't finish the davening. He'll go back to Atachonim because that's better than finishing the Shmoneh Esrei and then going back and starting the Shmoneh Esrei again. Again, we're only talking where? We're only talking where he has to go back. In a case where he has a kos, once he finishes the bracha of Chonei Hadas, he doesn't go back because Yochol Lomra ala kos. But in this case, where he doesn't have a kos, and he remembers before the end of the Tefillah, then he goes back to Atachonin. However, he says, Miyu, in Niska Kodem Shomei Atfilah, if he remembers before Shomei Atfilah that he forgot Atachonin, then Lo Yachzor, then he should not go back. Ela Yomer Atachonotanu v'Shomei Atfilah. Rather, he should say Atachonotanu v'Shomei Atfilah. Now, normally, again, you don't say Atachonotanu v'Shomei Atfilah. Why? Because you rely on being Mavdil Alakos. Once again, he's not being Mavdil Alakos. So he would have to ordinarily go back. That's a chonein if he's still in the Shmoneh Esrei. But since he can still insert it in Shomei HaTfilah, that's what he does. Because Mavdil B'Tfilah Omrim Avinu Malkeinu Hachel Alav. In part of Atachanotanu, what do we say? We say, Ben Yisrael Amin Ben Yom HaShir Tadim HaMasa Avinu Malkeinu Hachel Aleinu Ayamim Abayim L'Kraseinu L'Shalom. He's making a request that Hashem should start for him in the coming days. L'Kraseinu L'Shalom. He's making a request. So since he's making a request in Atachanotanu, it's meaningful to stick Atachanotanu into the bracha of general requests, which is Shomei HaTfilah. Right? David Bakasha. V'Avi Me'ein Shomei HaTfilah. That would therefore be any Bakasha type statement, even though the overall Atachanotanu is not really a Bakasha, but the aspect of it is Bakasha. So you say it there in Shomei HaTfilah, to Kol El Kol HaBakasha. Miyu, he says, Im Yesh Lo Kos, Yismoch Ala Kos. He should be Somech on the Kos. V'Lo Yom Ranu B'Shomei HaTfilah. Now the question is, why doesn't he? If he can already say it in Shomei HaTfilah, why is he waiting for the Kos? He can insert it in Shomei HaTfilah if he remembers. So he says, no. V'Lo Yom Ranu B'Shomei HaTfilah Kevin De'ikrahu Shevach. Because the Iker of Atachonantanu is really praise. V'Lo Shayach Kol Kach L'Shomei HaTfilah. It's not really so appropriate for Shomei HaTfilah. We only do it in a situation where you are not doing it the Lakos. Otherwise, you have to go back to Atachonein. So instead of going back to Atachonein, you say it where in Shomei HaTfilah because it has an aspect of Bakasha, even though overall it's a Shevach Tfilah. Smooth. Sif Katan Gimel. You can be Yomi Yadoy. I know, it's true. Tisha B'Av, Shechal, Lios, Be'echad, B'Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos? Tov, Elohim, Dil, B'Tfilah. And what happens on Ma'ariv, which happens to also be Tisha B'Av on Motzei Shabbos. He forgot to be Mavdil Atach Ha'Tzadu in the Tefillah. He's a shtickle toast. Why? Because he's not going to be Mavdil on the coast that night on Tisha B'Av. So what does he do? Still, Ain Sarach Lachzor L'Sbalo. He doesn't have to go and repeat his Shmona Esrei. Why? Kevan Shemavdil on the coast of Motzei Tisha B'Av. Because since it's projected for him to be Mavdi on the coast when? On Motzei Tisha B'Av, Sunday night, he would not have to go ahead and repeat it if he butchered it and forgot Atachonotanu in Havdalah in Atachone. Sif. Is there any Mishnah Berurah here? No. Sif Dalid. B'makom she'amru she'eino chozer. Now he's telling a big yisod. As you all know, some things, like let's say, Yalev Yavo, in a case where you would have to go back because of it. If you remember it, let's say after Sechazena and Nana Meshukat Zion, Brechata Hashem, Hamachazir Shechina Selat Zion, so you know, in a case where you would have to repeat Yalev Yavo, you can write after Hamachazir Shechina Selat Zion, you can insert Yalev Yavo. Because that's something that you would have to go back for. However, he says, B'makom she'amru she'eino chozer l'sbalo, like for example, in Atachon Atanu, where you have a kos, and you forgot Atachon Atanu, so you don't have to go back in l'sbalo. Miyad kishasiyim ha-bracha, as soon as you finish the bracha, ein lo lachzor, you're not allowed to go back and say Atachon Atanu, and even there, insert it, even though you have not yet started the next bracha of Hashiveinu. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin, because you see him at bracha, Hainu Shehiskir Hashem, shall see him at bracha. It means you already said, Baruch Ata Hashem of Chodei Hadas. The Bezem Mikri, here this is considered, Kilu Kvar Siyim. If you finish. Now by the way, this is a very interesting important halacha, because sometimes we say, you can say Lambeini Chukecha, but here you don't, because since you don't have to go back, you don't even say Lambeini Chukecha. Once you say Baruch Ata Hashem, it's over. Finally, Makom Shamu Shani Chozer Im Ratzel Achmir Al Atzmo. Okay, in a place where you don't go back, if you want to be Machmir on yourself, then Im Siyem Tilasa Rashai. If you finish your Tvila, you could, but only, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches, Betaras Nedava. You could do it as a Nedava. Let's say you left out Atachon Atanu. If you want, you can repeat the Shemona Esrei as an Adava. But he said, "Ein lehel sof simen kuf zayin." Today, ein lesbaro on the Adava, ela mashmisha makir atzmo. Unless you know by yourself that you're a zarya is v'zayir shikame. You have shtar kavana like you can have right now in your davening. And finally, avomadai lo siyent tulasa ayir hashem lachzor. But if you're not yet finish your tefillah, you can't go back because you're still in your regular tefillah, and you're not allowed to repeat it because you're not supposed to go back. Ein hashem lachzor. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Since you don't have to go back, it's a hefsek to go back to Atachonein. Adkan.